Hey everyone, and welcome to this deep dive. We're going to be looking at how voice search is changing the world of online shopping.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing stuff.
I know, I'm super excited to like really dig into this.
Yeah.
We've got some really cool sources that we're going to be pulling from today, and they've got some like mind-blowing stats and trends that I think you're going to find really interesting.
For sure.
So whether you're a business owner or just a curious shopper, get ready to like have your mind blown, because we're about to like enter the voice activated revolution.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it, a revolution.
So let's just imagine for a second, like you're in the kitchen, you're cooking up a storm. You realize, oh my gosh, I'm completely out of olive oil.
The worst.
Right. Like, what do you do? Well, in the past, you'd have to like stop what you're doing, grab your phone, pull up your grocery app, type in olive oil, you know, add it to your cart. And then like hope it gets delivered before your pasta boils over.
Yeah, or you just give up on cooking and order takeout.
Exactly. But now with voice search, you can literally just yell out to your smart speaker, hey, reorder olive oil, and bam, it's done. Like before you even have a chance to like burn the garlic.
It is crazy convenient. I do that all the time.
Yeah, me too. I mean, I use voice search for like everything these days. Checking the weather, set reminders, even like turning on the lights.
It's amazing. It's like living in the future. We used to just see it in the movie.
I know. But here's the thing. This is not just about convenience. It's completely changing the entire e-commerce landscape.
Oh, absolutely. It's a total game changer.
So we've got some like really eye-opening stats here. One source says that voice shopping is expected to hit a whopping $40 billion in the U.S. alone by 2026.
That's huge.
Right. And another source predicts that over half of all households will own a smart speaker in the very near future.
I believe it. I feel like everyone I know already has one.
I know. It's crazy. So clearly something big is happening here, and we're going to break it all down for you in this deep dive.
Yeah. We're going to cover like everything from how voice search actually works to the challenges and opportunities it presents for businesses.
We'll even touch on some of the like futuristic trends that are on the horizon, like voice biometrics and personalized voice recommendations.
It's going to be fascinating. So buckle up.
Yeah. So let's start by talking about the rise of voice search itself. Like, how did we even get here?
Well, it's all thanks to the like incredible advancements in voice recognition technology and artificial intelligence in recent years.
Yeah, I remember like those early voice assistants were kind of clunky and unreliable.
Oh, totally. I mean, they could barely understand simple commands, let alone have a conversation with you.
Right. But now it's like night and day. These voice assistants are so sophisticated. They can understand complex sentences, different accents, even like sarcasm sometimes.
It's true. And they're only getting smarter all the time as they're exposed to more data and learn from our interactions.
It's a little scary, but also super cool.
Definitely. And this rapid advancement in technology has led to like this explosion of voice-enabled devices, from smart speakers to smartphones to even cars and refrigerators.
It seems like everything is connected these days, and we're using our voice to control it all.
Absolutely. And this has become like the new normal. Like, people are so used to using their voice to interact with technology that it's become second nature.
And this is reflected in the numbers, too. One of our sources mentions that a staggering 41% of adults use voice search daily.
Wow, that's a lot more than I would have guessed.
I know, it's crazy. So it's clear that voice search is not just some niche thing anymore. It's becoming mainstream.
Totally. And this trend is only going to continue as the technology gets even better and more integrated into our lives.
So let's talk about why people love voice shopping. Like, what is it about this technology that's so appealing to consumers?
Well, as we mentioned earlier, convenience is a major factor. Like, voice search just makes things so much easier and faster.
Right. Like, think about it. You don't have to like fumble with your phone or type anything. You can just use your voice to shop while you're doing other things like cooking or driving.
Exactly. Multitasking is a huge plus.
And our sources highlight a few other key benefits too, like the ability to quickly check prices and compare products hands-free.
Yeah, that's super helpful, especially if you're in a store and you want to make sure you're getting the best deal.
And then there's the ease of reordering products you've purchased before.
Oh, yeah. That's a lifesaver for things you buy regularly, like groceries or household supplies.
Just tell your smart speaker to reorder your favorite coffee, and bam, you're stocked up without even having to think about it.
Exactly. It's all about removing those friction points, making the shopping experience as smooth and effortless as possible.
And this really ties into like a broader trend we're seeing across all industries, this demand for frictionless experiences.
Oh, absolutely. Consumers have come to expect things to be easy and convenient, and if it's not, they'll just go somewhere else.
Right, like think about the rise of streaming services like Netflix or Spotify.
Yeah, or food delivery apps like Uber Eats or DoorDash.
It's all about instant gratification and making life easier for the consumer.
Exactly. And voice shopping is just another example of how this trend is playing out in the world of e-commerce.
So think about your own online shopping habits. Like, have you ever used voice search, even just occasionally?
I bet a lot of you have. And if you haven't, you might want to give it a try. You might be surprised at how much you like it.
But now the question is, how is voice search different from traditional search, like the kind we do on our computers or phones, by typing?
Yeah, that's a really good question, because on the surface, it might seem like they're pretty similar.
Right, like you're ultimately trying to find information or products, whether you're typing or speaking.
Exactly. But the way we interact with these two search methods is fundamentally different.
So how so?
Well, traditional text search is all about keywords, those short phrases we type into a search bar.
Right, like running shoes or best pizza near me.
Exactly. But voice search is all about natural language. It's about speaking in full sentences, asking questions, even using conversational phrases like near me or open now.
Oh, that's interesting. So it's not just about the words themselves, but the way we express our needs and intentions.
Precisely. It's like with text search, you're giving the search engine a set of instructions.
But with voice search, you're having a conversation.
Exactly. Let's imagine you're looking for a new pair of running shoes. With a traditional text search, you might type something like running shoes, plus your size and maybe a brand you like.
Right, I do that all the time.
But with voice search, you might say something like, find me the best running shoes for flat feet that are good for long distance running.
Wow, that's way more specific.
It is. And this shift towards natural language has big implications for businesses. They need to understand how people are actually phrasing their voice searches and adapt their online presence accordingly.
Okay, so it's not enough to just stuff your website with keywords anymore.
No, not at all.
Businesses need to think about how people actually speak and tailor their content to match that conversational style.
Exactly. So how can businesses do that? That's what we're going to explore next.
I'm ready. Let's dive into the playbook for optimizing for voice search.
Let's do it.
All right, so let's get into this playbook. Like, what's the first thing businesses need to think about when it comes to optimizing for voice search?
Well, it all starts with understanding how people actually use voice search. Like, what are they saying? How are they phrasing their questions?
Yeah, it makes sense. Because if you don't know what people are asking, you can't really tailor your content to answer those questions, right?
Exactly. And one of the biggest differences between voice search and traditional text search is the use of keywords.
Okay, so like, how are the keywords different?
Well, with text search, we're used to using those short generic keywords, like you mentioned earlier, running shoes or best pizza near me.
Right. Gotta keep it short and sweet.
Exactly. But with voice search, people tend to use longer, more conversational phrases. It's like they're actually talking to a person.
So instead of just pizza, they might say, where can I find the best pizza near me that's open late?
Exactly. They're giving more context, more details. It's like a mini conversation.
Oh, that's interesting. So businesses need to start thinking about those long tail keywords, those phrases that people are actually using in their voice searches.
That's the key. And it's not just about like randomly stuffing those long tail keywords into your website content.
No, it's got to sound natural, right?
Exactly. You want to make sure your content flows naturally and that it actually provides valuable information to the user.
So it's like you're anticipating the questions people are going to ask and then providing the answers in a clear and concise way.
That's a great way to put it. And this brings us to another important element, FAQ pages.
Oh, FAQ pages, those things that nobody ever reads.
Well, not anymore. In the age of voice search, FAQ pages are becoming incredibly valuable.
Really? Why is that?
Well, think about it. People are using voice search to ask questions, right?
Yeah.
And what's the best way to answer a question in FAQ page? It's like they were made for voice search.
Oh, I see. So instead of burying those FAQs deep in your website, you should be like highlighting them, making them front and center.
Exactly. And make sure the questions are clear and concise and that the answers are thorough and helpful.
So it's not just about providing a quick one sentence answer. You actually want to like go into detail and provide valuable information.
That's right. Think of it as an opportunity to showcase your expertise and build trust with potential customers.
Okay. So we've got conversational keywords and FAQ pages down. What else is in this playbook?
Well, another important aspect is going local.
Going local? What do you mean by that?
Well, one of the key things to remember about voice search is that it's often used on the go. People are using their smartphones or smart speakers to find information or services in their immediate surroundings.
So if I'm walking down the street and I suddenly get a craving for ice cream, I'm more likely to say, find ice cream shops near me to my phone than to type it into a search bar.
Exactly. And this presents a huge opportunity for local businesses to leverage voice search.
So how can they do that?
Well, first and foremost, they need to make sure their website and online listings are optimized for near me searches.
So things like including location-based keywords in their website content.
That's right. And making sure their business information is consistent across all platforms like Google My Business and Yelp.
And don't forget about customer reviews. Those can really make a difference in local search results.
Oh, absolutely. Reviews are like social proof. They show potential customers that other people have had positive experiences with your business.
So if I'm looking for an ice cream shop and I see one with like a ton of 5-star reviews, I'm more likely to check it out.
Exactly. So encourage your happy customers to leave reviews. It can really boost your visibility in local voice searches.
Okay, so we've covered conversational keywords, FAQ pages, and local optimization. What other technical stuff do businesses need to keep in mind when it comes to voice search?
Well, one crucial factor is site speed.
Site speed. Why is that so important for voice search?
Well, think about it. When you're using voice search, you're expecting instant results, right?
Yeah, nobody wants to wait around forever for a website to load.
Exactly. And if your website takes too long to load, people are just going to bounce and go to a competitor site.
Especially on mobile, right? Because people are often using voice search on their smartphones.
That's right. So you need to make sure your website is optimized for mobile and that it loads quickly on all devices.
Okay, site speed mobile optimization. Got it. Now, what about this thing called structured data? I've heard that term thrown around, but I'm not really sure what it means.
So structured data is basically a way to make your website content more understandable for search engines.
Okay, how does that work?
Imagine you're organizing a library. You would add labels to the book so you could easily find what you're looking for, right?
Yeah, makes sense.
Well, structured data is like adding those labels to your website content. It helps search engines understand what your content is about and how it relates to other content on the web.
So it's like you're speaking the search engine's language.
Exactly. And this is particularly important for voice search because it relies heavily on understanding the intent and meaning behind a user-spoken query.
So the more structured data you have on your website, the easier it is for search engines to understand your content and deliver relevant results for voice searches.
Precisely. And this can really make a difference in your voice search ranking.
Okay, structured data, another one for the playbook. Now let's switch gears a bit and talk about the really exciting stuff. Voice commerce. Like we can actually buy things with our voice now, right?
You got it. Voice commerce is here and it's rapidly gaining traction.
It's mind-blowing to think about. I mean, I can already order a pizza or a ride with my voice, but now I can buy pretty much anything without even lifting a finger.
It's the ultimate convenience, and platforms like Amazon and Google Assistant are leading the charge, making it incredibly easy for people to purchase products using just their voice.
This is huge for businesses, right? Like, it opens up a whole new world of opportunities.
Absolutely. But it also presents some new challenges.
Like?
Well, for one thing, businesses need to make sure their product descriptions are voice-friendly.
What do you mean by voice-friendly?
Well, remember, people are using their voice to shop, which means they're not reading through lengthy product descriptions on a screen.
Right. They want the information quickly and easily.
Exactly. So you need to make sure your product descriptions are clear, concise, and easily digestible through audio.
So like bullet points, key features, benefits, that kind of thing.
Yeah, exactly. And make sure the language is natural and conversational, like you're actually talking to the customer.
So it's not just about cramming as many keywords as possible into a product description. It's about crafting a message that's engaging, informative, and tailored to the way people speak and listen.
Precisely. And this is where things get really interesting because you're not just selling a product, you're selling an experience.
Yeah, it's like you're having a conversation with the customer about the product, building that connection and trust.
That's a great way to put it. And as voice commerce continues to evolve, we're going to see even more innovative ways for businesses to connect with customers through voice.
This is so exciting. I can't wait to see what the future holds.
Me too. It's going to be a wild ride.
Okay, so we've talked a lot about like the present and like what's happening now with voice search and e-commerce. But I want to like look ahead a little bit.
Yeah, future stuff.
Exactly. Like what's coming down the pipeline? What kind of crazy innovations can we expect to see in the next few years?
Well, one thing that's got me really excited is the integration of voice and visual search.
Ooh, voice and visual search. Tell me more.
So imagine like you're looking for a new pair of shoes.
Okay, I'm with you.
And instead of just like telling your smart speaker, find me some shoes, you can actually say something like, show me some red running shoes with good arch support.
Wow. And then what, like images pop up on my screen or something?
Exactly. You get the convenience of voice search, but with that added visual element so you can actually see what you're getting.
Oh, that's so cool. It's like bridging the gap between online and offline shopping.
It really is, and it could totally revolutionize the way we shop online.
I can see that, like, it would make online shopping so much more engaging and interactive.
And personalized, too. Like, imagine your voice assistant suggesting products based not only on your past purchases, but also on images you've liked or saved.
Whoa, that next level personalization, but also a little bit creepy.
Yeah, I know. It's like they're reading our minds.
But it's also super cool. And speaking of cool, our sources mentioned something called voice biometrics.
Oh, yeah, that's another game changer.
So what is voice biometrics exactly?
It's basically using your unique voice print to verify your identity. It's like a fingerprint, but for your voice.
Oh, so like instead of having to remember a password or use two-factor authentication, I could just use my voice to log in or confirm a purchase.
Exactly. It's super secure and convenient.
That's amazing. Like, it sounds like something straight out of a sci-fi movie.
I know, but it's becoming a reality and it has the potential to transform online security.
That's really exciting. But I do have one concern with all this talk about like personalized recommendations and voice biometrics. What about privacy? Like, are we sacrificing our privacy for the sake of convenience?
That's a valid concern. And it's something that businesses need to take very seriously.
So, like, how can they address those privacy concerns?
Well, first and foremost, they need to be transparent about what data they're collecting, how they're using it, and what steps they're taking to protect it.
So no more, like, sneaky data collection practices?
Nope. Transparency is key. And they also need to give consumers control over their own data, like allowing them to opt out of certain features or delete their data if they want to.
It sounds like a delicate balance. Like, businesses want to leverage the power of data to provide personalized experiences.
Yeah.
But they also need to respect user privacy.
Absolutely. It's about finding that sweet spot where innovation and data security go hand in hand.
And I think as consumers become more aware of how their data is being used, they're going to demand more transparency and control from businesses.
Oh, for sure. And the businesses that prioritize privacy and ethical data practices will be the ones that ultimately succeed.
Well said. So it seems like voice search and e-commerce are not just trends. They're here to stay.
They're definitely here to stay, and they're only going to become more prevalent and sophisticated in the years to come.
This has been such a fascinating deep dive. I feel like I've learned so much about the power of voice and how it's shaping the future of shopping.
It really is a game changer, and it's exciting to think about all the possibilities that lie ahead.
Yeah. Who knows what amazing innovations we'll see in the next 5 or 10 years?
It's hard to even imagine, but one thing's for sure, the future of voice is bright.
Well said. And for all of you listening out there, we encourage you to stay curious. Keep exploring this topic and see how you can incorporate voice into your own lives, whether you're a business owner or just a tech-savvy shopper.
Yeah, the future is voice-activated, so get ready for the ride.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into the world of voice search and e-commerce. Until next time, keep exploring, keep learning, and keep your ears open to the voice of the future.